Epistle for today's Mass is taken from the first letter of St. Peter. Beloved, be prudent and watchful in prayers, but above all things have a constant mutual charity among yourselves, for charity covers a multitude of sins. Be hospitable to one another without murmuring. According to the gift that each has received, minister it to one another as good stewards of the manifold grace of God. If anyone speaks, let it be as with words of God. If anyone ministers, let it be as from the strength that God furnishes, that in all things God may be honored through Jesus Christ our Lord. Please stand for continuation of the Holy Gospel according to St. John. At that time, Jesus said to his disciples, "But when the Advocate has come, whom I will send you from the Father, the Spirit of truth who proceeds from the Father, he will bear witness concerning me, and you also will bear witness, because from the beginning you are with me. These things I have spoken to you, that you may not be scandalized. They will expel you from the synagogues. Yes, the hour is coming for everyone who kills you to think he is offering worship to God. And these things they will do, because they have not known the Father, nor me. But these things I have spoken to you, that when the time for them has come, you may remember that I told you." Thus far are the words of the Holy Gospel. "They will put you out of the synagogues. Yea, the hour comes that whosoever kills you will think that he does a service to God. In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen." Our Lord is preparing us to live in this world in his absence as he ascends to heaven. Our Lord is preparing us to follow in his footsteps, to suffer. He's strengthening us to suffer without him being amongst us as he was before in his bodily presence. To suffer even at the hands of those who claim a place in his church. Even at the hands of those who would lead the church. "All this I tell you, that you will not fall away. I have told you this so that when their time comes, you will remember that I told you." There are many scandals and persecutions from without. And indeed, there are many scandals and persecutions within the church herself. And indeed, there will always be many such things in the church. Because after all, she is made up of fallen men. Many of these scandals and persecutions, unfortunately, are even at the hands of priests and bishops. And even at times, they come from Rome. But we should not be surprised, nor should we be scandalized. For we are, after all, fallen sinners. Many, though, have used this. Many have used this as an excuse to fall away. Many have used this fact as an excuse to stay away from or to reject the church. Many times when I find myself speaking to someone, you know, sometimes it comes up in the conversation, "Oh, Father, you know, I used to be Catholic." And so now I typically challenge them and say, "Well, that's wonderful. What happened?" And they usually respond with, "Oh, I had a bad experience with a priest in the confessional. The father was just such a jerk. You know, he was so hard. He was very unkind." Or, very common, they refer to the abuse scandals that have rocked the church these last decades. Scandals that have involved bishops even in cover-up. Or, God forbid, the abuse itself. Or, on the other side of the coin, they refer to the bishops and priests being so divided amongst themselves in the modern day with regard to doctrine or praxis, or the theological errors of some bishops or priests. And you may ask, "But Father, aren't these things awful? Aren't these things horrible and detestable?" Yes, of course they are. But the question that must be asked is, in whom is our faith? Is the faith true and validated by the lives, words, and actions of fallen men, of sinners? Or is it true because our Lord Jesus is God and has revealed it to us? Which is it? The book of Jeremiah tells us, "Cursed are those who put their trust in mere humans, who rely on human strength and turn their hearts away from the Lord. They are like stunted shrubs in the desert, with no hope for the future. They will live in the barren wilderness, in an uninhabited, salty land. St. Paul tells us, so God has given both his promise and his oath. These two things are unchangeable because it is impossible for God to lie. Therefore, we who have fled to him for our refuge can have great confidence as we hold to the hope that lies before us. St. Paul also addressing a controversy between various preachers and himself included, reminds the faithful, was it Paul who died for your sins? Was it Apollo? No, it was Christ. All this I have told you, that you will not fall away. We live in a dark and sinful world, but our faith is in our all-loving and unchanging God. Our faith is in Christ, who has merited and revealed the truths of our salvation to us. At times a hard truth, a hard saying, but true nonetheless. Truth which includes a church made up of weak and fallen men. But God does not leave us alone in these stormy seas. He also promises to send us his Spirit, our advocate, his love. We enter liturgically into a time where we wait with the apostles for the coming of the Holy Spirit at Pentecost. Let us prepare ourselves then to receive this gift with them, so that with the love of God, we may fulfill the prayer for the Mass today. Almighty and everlasting God, make us always bear towards Thee a devoted will, and serve Thy majesty with a sincere heart. And by drawing thus to God, we may love our faith, and we may love His church. May God bless you all, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.